WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, lovebirds. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of love and connection. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate the beautiful, messy world of relationships with a sprinkle of humor and a whole lot of heart. Today's episode is all about something super important. Prioritizing quality time together. Now, let's be real, life gets crazy, right? Between work deadlines, social commitments, and trying to keep your house from resembling a disaster zone, we've all been there. Carving out dedicated time for your partner can feel like climbing Mount Everest in stilettos. But trust me, it's worth every ounce of effort. Think about it. When was the last time you truly connected with your love without distractions? You know, that feeling of being present, engaged, and lost in each other's company. That magic happens when we prioritize quality time. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to make this a reality, shall we? Number 1. Ditch the digital distractions. I know, your phone is practically an extension of your body, but hear me out. When you're spending quality time with your partner, put those notifications on silent, close that laptop, and give them your undivided attention. Trust me, they deserve it, and the connection you build will be so much stronger. Ever felt like your partner wasn't really listening when you were trying to talk because their eyes were glued to their phone? Yeah, we've all been there. It's not a good feeling, right? So let's make a pact to put those phones aside and show our partners they are the most important thing in the room. Number 2. Plan intentional activities. Forget about mindlessly scrolling through Netflix or just watching TV on autopilot. Think about activities that you both genuinely enjoy and look forward to doing together. It could be anything from cooking a delicious meal, going for a hike, trying a new dance class, or even just cuddling up with a good book and talking. The key is to choose something that fosters connection and creates shared experiences. Remember those first dates filled with excitement and anticipation? Let's bring back that spark by planning activities that are both fun and meaningful. Number 3. Make time for deep conversations. Beyond the daily logistics of life, dig deeper. Talk about your dreams, fears, hopes, and aspirations. Share stories from your day, ask each other thought-provoking questions, and truly listen to what the other person has to say. You'll be amazed at how much you learn about each other when you create space for vulnerability and genuine connection. You know that feeling when you have a conversation with your partner that feels like it could last forever? That's the magic of quality time. Number 4. Embrace spontaneity. Don't let life become all routine and predictability. Surprise each other with little gestures of love, unexpected outings, or just a spontaneous dance party in the kitchen. Spontaneity keeps things exciting and reminds you both that there's always room for adventure in your relationship. And finally, number 5. Make it a priority. I know life can get hectic, but quality time with your partner should be non-negotiable. Schedule it in like any other important appointment. Think of it as an investment in your future happiness. Because let's face it, a strong and loving relationship is the foundation for a fulfilling life. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You and your partner decide to take a spontaneous weekend getaway, just the two of you. No phones allowed. You explore a charming town, hike through scenic trails, share laughter over delicious meals, and simply enjoy each other's company. When you get back home, you feel recharged, closer than ever, and deeply grateful for your partner. That's the power of prioritizing quality time. Remember, love isn't about grand gestures, it's about the little moments that add up to something truly extraordinary. So put those phones down, look into your partner's eyes, and make some memories. You can do this, my loves. Now go out there and create a relationship that's both passionate and fulfilling. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let me know what you think about today's episode and how you plan on prioritizing quality time with your partner. See you tomorrow for another dose of love and connection.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.